This is the AI Minute brought to you by GigaOM. I'm Byron Reese. Many people think that the catalyst to kind of an economic singularity with artificial intelligence is self-driving trucks. The thesis is that there are 3.5 million truck drivers and 6.8 million support jobs that, to one degree or another, live off the truck drivers. So this is a big part of the economy. But I don't think this is actually the tipping point. I don't think the changeover to self-driving trucks will happen all that quickly. First, the technology has to be ironed out. Then it has to overcome regulatory hurdles. Then the lawyers will get involved. For every accident with a driverless car at the helm is an opportunity to sue a multi-billion dollar corporation instead of a middle-income truck driver. Every programming decision, whether the car veers into a tree to avoid a dog in the road or chooses to run off a cliff instead of hitting a pedestrian, will be the subject of legal discovery. Many a programmer will be subpoenaed during this time. Then, of course, there has to be social acceptance of autonomous trucks. Then we have to retrofit existing hardware. All of that will happen, but even then, you still need someone to walk the FedEx box from the truck to the porch. Until you can make a robot that can leave an illegibly scrawled post-it note on somebody's front door, you don't really have an end-to-end solution. All of these steps will happen. You will see all kinds of new jobs created. Additionally, during that time, some truck drivers will retire, and others will think long and hard about entering the profession. Finally, for what it's worth, the 6.8 million support jobs include gas stations, auto repair, insurance agents, all of which self-driving trucks will need as well. As I've said, undoubtedly all of this will happen. I just think it's going to be a bit more gradual. My guess is that you won't see self-driving cars accepted. You will also live to see natural driving outlawed. Was it ever a good idea to let a 16-year-old propel 4,000 pounds of metal down the highway at 70 miles an hour? The truest thing you can say about self-driving cars is that they will eventually save hundreds of thousands of lives annually.